Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. As always, I'm Ishan Akbar, here to offer another miniature moment of inspiration. Today, I'll be looking for answers from someone who's a big believer in asking big questions, all in just 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
My mum always said I could talk for England, and yeah. I feel like I'm just quite a naturally inquisitive person.
Meet Anna Flockett, Managing Editor of Startups Magazine. She's been telling me about the importance of speaking to everyone about everything, as you never know what you might learn.
You might be a bit scared to ask again, no, I meant this, because then you make the person who answered feel like they've done something wrong when actually it was your fault for not asking in the direct way or not wording it correctly in the first place.
So, with time of the essence, let's sit up and start up my conversation with Anna Flockett. So, Anna, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
My lesson is, don't be afraid to ask the questions that you want the answers to.
Okay, well, this sounds like you were the kind of kid who always asked the question, like, why? Is that what you were like?
Literally, like, you read one of my answers out already. my mum always said I could talk for England, and yeah. I feel like I'm just quite a naturally inquisitive person. I loved writing, so I took the path into journalism, and I think my inquisitive nature, and obviously this job, goes hand in hand.
Now, Anna, you obviously seem like someone who's really good at this already. Surely it's scary to ask people questions. There must be people that you're afraid of, or have been afraid of asking questions to.
The most, not scared, but look, the most out of my comfort zone I felt is, I previously worked on an electronics magazine, and we used to go to a lot of trade shows and big like conferences, and you'd meet so many different people, so many different companies, and they are like experts in what, you know, they are providing and the products they're creating. So you'd go to these conferences and they'd give you talks, and I would just sometimes be a little bit scared to ask questions because I'd think, what if I'm asking them what they've basically just described to me because I don't fully understand? And then at the end of the day, I just thought, what is the worst that can happen? Someone's going to say no to you, or someone's going to say, you know, have to repeat themselves or think, oh, I've just explained that. But if you don't understand, you shouldn't have fear. You should never be scared to ask a question.
Is there some tips that you've picked up over your career in terms of how to overcome those problems?
Definitely. I think just back yourself. Like, if you start thinking, oh, should I ask this question, or doubting yourself, then when it comes to asking it, you may, you know, like you say, fluff up, or you may get a bit nervous. But if you think that, you know, if you going in thinking this is a good, strong, confident question, I'm pleased with my question, then you're going to portray it in a more confident way.
Now, with your magazine, but also with this podcast, you know, we go out to loads and loads of startups, and startup seems to be the buzzword of the time, certainly over the last 5 to 10 years. Why do you think people and businesses are so obsessed with startups?
I love this question. I think it's because startup founders are definitely a certain type of person. They seem to be built of very strong stuff. I was saying to someone just the other day, if anyone was designed to cope with a global pandemic, then it's startups and founders, because they're just so resilient. They face these challenges and hurdles all throughout their journey. And most of the time they just, you know, find a solution or slightly change direction, and they find a way around it. Like, even before the global pandemic came along, there's inspiration to be taken from startup founders. They have this passion and this drive. So yeah, it definitely is a buzzword, and I think we'll be seeing a lot more of it.
So you kind of preempted my follow-up question, which is, does that startup mentality have the same kind of shelf life as, say, some startups do? It's very quick there and suddenly it disappears. Do you think that this is something that can happen with this mentality, or do you foresee that over the next 10, 20, 30 years, the world of business is going to have a startup mentality?
I think that the way that the world has adapted and become, even before COVID came along, the world had changed slightly. You know, the business landscape had changed slightly. Look at London. It's full of young startup businesses, and they all seem to do quite well. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not, disclaimer, if you start a business, it doesn't mean that it's definitely going to succeed. There is a lot of work to it. And obviously, not all of them do make it. But in what I see, the founders that do start a business, even if some of them don't make it, they then seem to either pivot that or adapt it or kind of just change direction and start again. And these people have such, as I said before, like drive. They really want to go far and they're not just going to let it slip. The way that these people have shown us, especially in this 2020 year, that, you know, you can survive, you can do this, you can do whatever you put your mind to. I think this mentality is here to stay. And I think we'll see even more startup businesses come about. I mean, I sometimes say to people, the landscape is just so big. Like, how do these businesses, you know, make it? Because there's so many of them. But there seems to be a place for everyone and everything. I mean, don't get me wrong, if you start a business that completely already exists and is doing well, chances are it's not needed. But you just, there seems to be a new business popping up every minute. But I think it will carry on, and I do hope it will carry on, because I've seen some incredible people, some incredible stories, some incredible products, and it's just a pleasure to work with.
If someone's listening to this right now and they're kind of worried about where they're going to go next, because not everyone has had the good fortune or luck of someone like Jeff Bezos, what advice would you be giving to them now, given all the conversations you're having with startups?
Prepare for everything. Some people say just prepare for the worst. Don't. Prepare for every possibility, every outlook, every avenue, because, you know, then you have an answer for everything. And I do think planning and preparation is key. So having a short-term plan as well as having a long-term plan, but not holding yourself to it. So chances are your short-term plan may come through more likely than your long-term plan, because things are more likely to change. But if your long-term plan doesn't happen, or if it goes off on a completely different direction and something else happens, don't worry and don't be hard on yourself that didn't happen. You know, it's not always your fault. Things are thrown in your way, and hurdles, you know, crop up when you least expect them. But I just think one thought, which may not soothe everyone, but you're not in this alone. There's so many businesses and so many industries that are going through stuff right now. You are not alone. And as I say, it might not be soothing for everyone, but for some other people, it is a comfort blanket that it's not just them. And that, you know, there are other people out there in similar situations. And I just think, like, talking about questions, obviously, you know, there's two ways of looking at this whole question conversation. Obviously, there's the professional side and your work side and your inquisitive side. But then there's also, everyone's going through a tough time at the moment. Everyone's saying that talking and being open is, you know, one of the best things, that we need to look out for each other. So asking questions to people, are you okay? How are things? What are you going through? And really important questions that we all need to be thinking of right now. And for people that are worrying, please just voice your worries, voice your concerns. Because when you say things out loud as well, it is a weight lifted off your shoulder straight away. Whether it's writing it down or physically just saying it out loud to yourself or to someone else, that is the first step, and that can really help. But yeah, I do think, coming back to the questions point, we should be asking questions now more than ever.
Given how much you love asking questions, and given that it is December, I'm going to give you a gift now, Anna. Right. And the gift is this. I'm going to let you ask me any question you like. No one ever asked me a question on this thing. I'm going to let you ask a question. How about that?
Who is the most interesting person that you have interviewed on a podcast, and why?
I would say it's Anna Flockett from Startups Magazine. they answered my questions tremendously well and had really good insight on all the questions I asked them. So I would have to say Anna Flockett.
Oh, you are such a sweet talker.
Well, look, Anna, look, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great chatting to you.
It's been my pleasure. I've enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
My thanks to Anna Flockett, Managing Editor of Startups Magazine. I hope her questioning spirit leads you to follow new paths and make new discoveries of your own. 929 is a Fiverr podcast. And if you've missed any of our previous episodes, don't forget you can skip back to any of our previous guests for more words of wisdom. I've been Ishan Akbar, and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.